You're listening to The John Vogel Show, presented by Anchor.
Good morning, good evening, wherever, whenever you may be listening from. I'm John Vogel. Welcome to Into The John Vogel Show, presented by Anchor, the best place for you to start your podcast. Tuesday morning, guys. It's Tuesday. Wow. So, had some pretty big personal news yesterday, and, you know, for some of you guys out there, you might be able to relate, but my daughter took her first steps yesterday, 11 months old. Pretty crazy. Pretty crazy cool experience. Definitely made my night. It was a good time. No alcohol involved. So, feeling pretty good this morning. Now, there's a lot of stuff that we're going to have to get into. We're going to start with this TCU story from yesterday that broke because there were a lot of news media outlets that tried to play this TCU story like it was a horrible, hateful, racist act. And so we need to get into specifics. Wrote an article yesterday that kind of went viral over it because it was one of the few things that, you know, the few counts that talked about what actually happened. I took a lot of the players that were involved that spoke out about it on, because it was a big thing on social media yesterday. So let's just get into this. So apparently, Gary Patterson, the head coach of the TCU Horned Frogs, Texas Christian University, by the way, they're in the Big 12. It's a big time school. He's been there for a long, long time. We're looking probably 23 years. So yesterday, you know, there was a report that came out that said that most of the TCU players, like the entire defense, from what I understand, did not practice yesterday. Gary Patterson didn't provide an explanation why. Now, a redshirt freshman linebacker took it, and Dylan, I am pulling this up as I'm driving, so, you know, don't do this at home, kids. Dylan Jordan, I believe, was who it was that was involved in this yesterday. Man, I tweeted a lot yesterday, maybe a little bit too much. Y'all can rebuke me when I tweet too much. Golly, John. Yes, Dylan Jordan was the redshirt freshman linebacker that took to social media yesterday to provide a remedy to his pain. So apparently he's upset because he's not a starter. He hasn't played soon enough for his liking. He was promised that he would play soon enough, tried to use that as his, you know, ultimate tool to say, oh, he's not honest. Well, I almost guarantee you, any coach in this country is going to tell you you're going to play early. You know, everybody knows this. Literally everybody knows this. So Jordan goes on to explain that the football program, there's some issues with the way that it's being run. He doesn't like it. He got called out, as he described it, for posting a picture of his girlfriend on Instagram. And granted, okay, whatever. It is what it is. I don't know what he means by called out. He hasn't specified. He hasn't described what that entailed. If it was a playful jab, if it was something like literally that he got chewed out for. The picture, if I'm understanding this correctly, he's cradling his girlfriend, kissing her. It's a Christian school. It might have violated a team rule. I don't know. All right. All I know is that he claims he got called out over a picture that he posted on Instagram of his girlfriend where he's holding her, cradling her in his arms and kissing her. Next thing, they get into it. Apparently, Coach Patterson, quote unquote, approaches him during the practice. Who knows what he was approached for? He doesn't just explain that. He just says that he asked, why didn't you come talk to me about it? And Patterson calls him a fucking brat. And, of course, he says, why? And Patterson says, you've been saying the N-word in the team meeting room. Now, the players described this on, like, one of the players came out and specified this and said that Patterson didn't say it at first. He did not say the N-word. He just used the, he said, like, what I'm saying, the N-word right now. And followed that up with, Dylan kept asking him, what, being a, sounds like he's being a smartass. And he finally said it. So Jordan coaxed it out of him. And then Jordan takes full offense, you know, like, how dare you say that, blah, blah, blah. Get down into the bit of the story here, and this is where he decides, you know, the next day the team says, comes to him and says, hey, did he really say that? And they're like, he tells them what happened. And the team decides not to practice until they can figure out a remedy to what he had said. Patterson comes in the locker room afterwards, trying to figure out why they're not coming out to practice. Says, I didn't call him an N-word. With a hard R. So that's when Jordan decides that afternoon to take it public against the team's wishes. Several team players came out and said, look, nobody got called the N-word. And the reason that these players had to do this is because the media took that statement that Jordan made and misconstrued it in the way that only they can do, which was went from using the N-word to calling somebody the N-word. Patterson, look, you don't say that word, I get that. But Patterson here is trying to make a point. And if Patterson can't say it, then none of the players should be saying it. And so that's what Patterson's trying to tell this kid is, hey, don't say this word in the locker room. I will kick you out. I will send you home. Which may have been an empty threat, who knows. But he's threatening to send the kid home for using inappropriate language. And this kid goes on social media and says, yeah, he said this inappropriate language. I only speak the truth. Hashtag Black Lives Matter. And see, that's the issue here. I think that's part of the reason why the team had such an issue with what he said. He dropped this statement. He said, I speak only the truth, dot, 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 hashtag BLM. So he was making it a political move. Because everybody knows if you put hashtag BLM on it, it's almost always a political move. That's how that is today. Okay? He's trying to stir up the woke Twitter zombie armies and get all these people running to his defense like they did with Chuba Hubbard, you know, and how dare my head coach wear an OAN t-shirt. Because, you know, freedom of speech is not something that is permitted anymore unless it is the narrative that woke Twitter zombies want you to have. Or something that woke Twitter zombies want you to say. And that's what's kind of crazy about this whole situation at TCU. Is just the fact that he was rebuking one of his players. Trying to tell one of his players, you're not going to say that word. And the player had the audacity to go onto social media and try to make it sound like the coach is using that word. That is an incredibly low and dirty move. And here's the thing is, the night before last, Washington State had a couple players saying that their coach was kicking them off the team because they were involved in the Pac-12 Players Union. And this was a big story yesterday. A lot of people were talking about it. And the reason that this was a big story yesterday is because these players made these claims And that's the thing, is anytime someone makes a claim on social media, if it sounds remotely woke, people believe it. It's just like with my website. I left my website. I left DraftRite. I didn't get kicked out. There wasn't any hostile takeover. It was a, you know what? This is not working well right now. The woke Twitter zombie armies are coming after not just me, but everybody on the website. And so if I remove myself from the website, I will take that target full on. The website will be left unharmed. And that's exactly what happened. Because we made it sound like something went down, and the woke Twitter zombies jumped all over it and blew it up. Like, that's the thing, is if it sounds remotely woke, you're going to believe it. And so there's people that were on PFF yesterday, Seth Galina. I met Seth at the Senior Bowl. I think he's a good guy. I think he's slightly misguided. And this is one of the things that I think he's misguided about. He said yesterday that, first off, he quotes the coach going, "Oh, I'm a leader of men, blah, 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 this and that." He says, "Because of that, because you said that, anything that the players say against you, I know is true." And there is something intrinsically wrong with that line of thought. Simply because you would believe one group of people over another group of people simply because they're in that group of people. The players, in this instance. You believe a player over a coach because the player is going to tell the truth. Player is going to speak out. Coach is going to try to hide things. And this is the prime example right here. This TCU story that broke yesterday. This is the prime example of Twitter and journalists trying to spin a story into something that wasn't there by taking a false narrative and running with it. The false narrative is Coach Patterson is a racist. He committed a hateful racist hate crime. That's the false narrative that several media outlets, and I mean several of them, Sports Illustrated, 24/7 Sports, The Athletic, tried to run with. And there was no dice. There was nothing to be found that Gary Patterson did wrong outside of saying a word that he should not say. Whatsoever. I think, honestly, here's another thought that I have on that. If we have a problem with certain words and you can't say them, then that should apply to all cuss words. You don't say, I'm not wanting you to say fuck. And if you use that word, that's problematic. You shouldn't say that word. That's kind of how I think of this as well, is granted, I'm not going to go around saying the N-word, right? I'm not going to. It can be easily misconstrued. Coming from a white guy, it is perceived as racist. So I'm not going to go around saying that. But I'm just saying that there's this double standard here for certain, like, this word, you shouldn't say that. But you go on Twitter and people say it all the time. And the reason that people say it all the time is because they're a different skin color. That should apply for everybody. If you don't want anybody to say it, if you don't want anybody to quote it, no one should be saying the word. Anyways, this whole, like, Washington State thing right now, the whole Washington State deal with, I will have to get into this when we come back from the break, with this whole coach thing and coach kicking a couple players off the team. This is fascinating stuff. And it's amazing the different narratives that the media will run with. We'll come back after a break. You're listening to the John Vogel Show. Welcome back into the John Vogel Show, presented by Anchor, the best place for you to start your podcast.
looks like this is going to be a college football episode today, guys, because there was a lot to cover here. Washington State head coach. Nick R is what I'm going to call him. I slaughtered his name yesterday on the Bill King show. When I called in, I have no desire to slaughter it again. So we're going to go with Nick R. He's a former head coach of Hawaii. He's just replaced Mike Leach. The Pac-12, we talked about this a little bit yesterday, formed a players union. They are making some demands from the Pac-12 conference, saying they want some shared revenue. All athletes across all different sports, which makes no sense, because if you do that, there is no shared revenue. There is no revenue from 90% of the sports on campus. Might be a higher number than that, to be honest. So I don't know why you're saying every sport needs to, especially since your sport is the one that's funding everybody else's sports. But we're not going to talk about that, because that's not woke enough, you know, for Twitter or anybody to talk about. So these players are making a list of demands. And it's not just like money stuff. There's some health stuff in there too. They want protection with COVID and in the future, and, you know, kind of like leaving an employer. They want some future benefits due to things that could have been caused through sports. I get that makes sense, you know, and I think that there's a lot of people that are pushing and hoping that they get some of this. And some of the guys that are involved, they've admitted flat out on social media, they're like, look, we know that we're not going to get all this, but we're throwing everything together and we're seeing what we can get. And this is literally what it is you're throwing shit at a wall and seeing what's going to stick. So kind of getting into this a little bit, because this is really important. Player comes out, says, just got kicked off the team because I'm part of the players union. And apparently this Washington State head coach was telling the kids that were involved in players union, no, you can't practice because you're holding out. You know, you can't do a workout only thing. You know, like, you get to keep your scholarship. You're not going to pay for anything. You're getting all your scholarship benefits. You just can't work out with the team as a part of the team. You're not a part of the team right now. And these players tried to blow this up into, oh, we got kicked off the team because we joined the union, without going into any real specific details. Now, that makes sense. What is the coach supposed to do? This is an unprecedented thing that's happened. You're saying that you're not going to play football until these demands can be met. So why are you coming trying to work out with the football team? I mean, that just seems like common sense to me, but, you know, as you and I and half the world realizes at this point, common sense is not something that is necessarily common anymore, especially on college campuses. You know, you would think, like, a little bit of sense here would say, you know, I'm not going to go back to practice because I'm not playing football. I guess the thought is that they think that these demands are going to be met and very quickly. And that's why they're going back and trying to continue to work out the teams. Like, oh, by the time the season starts, everything, we'll have what we want. I don't think that's necessarily the thing here. Not necessarily true. The reason that is if you look at college football as a whole, college football is one of the bigger sports. There's a lot of people that would die, just about die, to go play college football on a scholarship, get that money, get that stipend, get the free education, and go build something productive with their lives. And you have these guys that are doing it right now that are thinking that they need more, that they're not getting enough. So the conference, whatever, has two options. They're like, okay, we'll meet some of these demands and see what we can get them, see if we can get them back on the field. Or the conference goes, hey, fuck face, it's not happening. It's not happening.
which I kind of lean toward they're going to do the second, the latter. All right, so I think the players think they have a little bit more power than they do, because these players, they don't realize how replaceable they are. And I'm not saying that to be mean. I'm not saying that to be harsh. I'm saying that because that is the reality of this situation, is the fact that it is not hard to replace a bunch of guys on a football team in college football. It's not. There, you have this thing called the transfer portal that players are transferring around at whim. New recruits, FCS transfers, like good players from the FCS level that are trying to get to the next level to get a real chance at playing some good football and maybe making a career out of it. There's a lot there, you know, that these teams can choose from. So they don't have to listen to these certain players' demands if they don't want to. Now, will they? Because, you know, they went on Twitter and made all these demands. I'm sure that they'll look and try to figure out something. But I think these players think they have a little bit more power than they realize. You know, it's like in this world today, I'm not saying players can't, but players are trying to take on a lot of extra power. And you kind of see this across, you know, professional sports as well. This is kind of where I do believe that in this case they are pulling some of their influence from, is they've seen the professional guys do it. So let's do it on this level. It's almost professional anyways. You know, it's college, it's amateur. Granted, they do have some level of protection and power, but they don't have it the same level, the same way that professional athletes do. And the reason that is because college runs on Title IX, which allows them to spread the revenue across all different sports. Because they allow the revenue to be spread across all different sports, they really don't care what you think. It's not about necessarily about the bottom line. As, like, you know, it's not a total capitalistic venture, because a lot of the money that department makes, like the football department, they're not going to see. It's going to go straight to other departments. And that's the beauty of the Title IX. It allows for all these other sports to happen without, you know, without the school losing all this money and wanting to cut the programs all the time. So there's generally a sense of stability there. Now, thing is, if you can't play football, you can't play your big money-making game and generate the revenue, you're going to cut a lot of your programs, because that's just Title IX. Okay, so there's a lot here that the players don't understand. If they do understand, then they don't understand. They don't understand enough. And honestly, to me, it comes across, at least asking for the money and stuff like that, comes across as incredibly selfish. And the reason that I'm saying that is because if you don't understand what Title IX, if you're doing this and you understand what Title IX is and what it does, and how much this would affect all the other programs in the school, you shouldn't be doing it. You know, like, if you're in full knowledge and you understand that, you're selfish. That's all there is to it. Because guess what's going to happen when you start cutting into that revenue, getting the type of revenue that you're talking about wanting to get to all the other schools and programs in the school? Well, we talked about this yesterday, because this is exactly what will happen. You cut women's sports because you have to keep the same number of men and women's sports scholarships. So you're going to cut a bunch of women's sports, you're going to cut a bunch of men's sports. And eventually, you're not going to have enough women's sports active to keep a football team around. So guess what? Boom, football team's gone. Now where are you? So this is not getting money cut, asking for revenue for playing professional sports from the school is not a good, not a good solution to the issues and the problems that schools have, like the players and the media have with schools and the way that this works. It's not a good solution. So, granted, it's hard to keep enough women's sports around to have a football team sometimes. You know, because it means you got to have a lot of extra women's sports. You got to find a lot of extra women's sports. It's just how it works. That is the way of the world. Anyways, that will about wrap up the show for today. Tomorrow should be a very good guest coming on to speak about some good stuff. Also, if you haven't checked out my website, I strongly recommend you do it. Yesterday, we had top numbers. Crazy numbers through the roof, actually. Because we, you know, the reporting that I'm trying to do is honest, it's truthful, and always will be, and will be slanted toward the truth. That is the goal that I wish to spread with my work. So if you haven't been there, check it out, johnvogel.football. If you want to hear about stuff on the show, go to the show page, drop a request. That is available for you there as well, and more. So again, thank you all for tuning in and listening. I appreciate every single one of you. You all have a great rest of the day. God love you all. This is the John Vogel Show.